Blog Talk Radio.
Start and stop.
into the show and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning into the show and welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning into the show. And those of you who are listening by cell phone, home phone, what have you, thank you guys for tuning into the show as well. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. People laughing at me because I was dancing right there to Michael Jackson. Hey, you can't help but dance to Michael Jackson, right? You can't help but dance to Michael Jackson. At least I can. I don't know about you, but at least I can. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in, come in on today's topic, what have you, or you can just call and say hello. I don't care. All right? Today, in the ATL, it is a beautiful day. But, you know, we're starting to cool down, all right? And I was saying earlier that now we're starting to head into the we only have maybe about 4 to 6 weeks, six more weeks of this hot weather. Then we're going to start cooling down and heading into the fall. You believe that? Start heading into the fall. And you know what comes in the fall, right? You got Thanksgiving and Christmas coming, right? And it's funny how fast time goes the older you get. The older you get, the faster the time goes by, right? I mean, my mom used to always say, you know, the older you get, the faster time goes. And I never believed that, but that's exactly what's going on right now. I mean, who'd ever think? Think about it now. If you go back and think about, okay, if you have kids. So let's go back to, like, you go back to high school. And you think about it. You weren't even thinking about kids in high school, right? Then you go to college. You may have probably weren't thinking about kids in college. Then when you come out of college, you start thinking about starting a family. But who would have thought that we had kids, you know, had a family full of kids, and we're getting older. I mean, you're getting in 40s and 50s. You know, it's just wild to think about. And that's just life, okay? You get into your 40s and 50s and 60s, and then, you know, hey, I keep it 100 on the show, right? Then you start to, you know, some people start to have complications, and, hey, things, you know, may start to go downhill for you. I sure hope not. But one day in life, we have to move on, right? We might have to move on to the other side. And we don't know what's on the other side, but there is another side. I don't know why I'm into this, but that's what happened, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And the reason I say that is because I had a friend over the weekend, and we were talking about how time goes now. When we were back, you know, just a few years ago, we talked about how much time we had. We could do a lot more stuff. You know, we could hang out a lot more. And we just had a lot of time. Okay, But now it seems like all it is home to work, home to work, home to work. And then the weekend comes and, you know, maybe not doing a whole lot over the weekend. Then next thing you know, it's Sunday. You're back, right back up, headed to work again. And, you know, all work does is keep the bills paid, right? All work does is keep the bills paid. But that's something that we have to do because the bills don't stop. It's just business, right? It's just business. It's nothing personal. It's just business, right? That'll get us into our episode today, guys. It's called Just Business, Not Personal. Now, I don't know why I wanted to do this show. I was trying to think of something to talk about this morning, and I came up with this, just business, not personal. Because, you know, a lot of talk now going on about these guys in the NBA, all these guys signing with different teams, going from here to there and here to there. And I read an article about one of the NBA players from the Houston Rockets that now he's going to the Dallas Mavericks, right? And he's upset because the Rockets, the Houston Rockets, which was his team last year, didn't match the offer that Dallas gave him so that they can keep him in Houston, right? Well, that's because Houston had the idea that they were going to, you know, they were going to pursue a couple, you know, one or two of the big free agents. And they wanted to have that salary space to be able to offer one of the big free agents some big money. Okay? They're looking to get to the championship. So think about it. It's just business. It's not personal. Now, this guy moved on to the Dallas Mavericks, but he's upset about that. Okay? But it's just business. It's not personal. Y'all with me? So, you know, when LeBron go from Cleveland and then he went to Miami, everybody was all on his jock about him going to Miami the way he did. Hey, it's just business. It's nothing personal. As now we found out that it was just business. It wasn't personal what LeBron did. I mean, he wanted to be able to say he won the championship or he won a couple of championships. So he went to the team that he thought he could make a championship with. He didn't think he could get a championship in Cleveland before he went to Miami. So he jumped ship. It's just business. But now he's going back to Cleveland, and he left Miami. So now the people in Miami are upset with LeBron for leaving Miami. Well, it's just business. He's going back, and he's going to revitalize that entire city. It's just business. It's nothing personal. I don't think he's going to win a championship in Cleveland, but he's got two. So he's just going to, build on his stats in Cleveland. They're not going to win a championship in Cleveland. I'm sorry, but he's not. Okay? So going to this, you know, you think about it being business and not personal. You know, you can think about a lot of stuff to say about, you know, that we can add this topic to just business and not personal. Okay? And a lot of things happen at your workplace. You know, that person doesn't, you know, he doesn't appreciate me. Or my supervisor, he doesn't appreciate me. My boss, he doesn't appreciate me. Well, you're still getting a paycheck, right? So you got to take the personal stuff out of it because it's just business. It's not personal. You got to keep the business going, because if you keep the business going, your paycheck going to continue to come. And if you keep your paycheck coming, then your bills are going to continue to get paid. See, bills are not personal. They're just business. You need that sends the electricity to your house. That's business. It's not personal. Right? They probably don't know you personally. So it's just business. So when you know, it's funny that when someone gets their lights turned off or their gas turned off or their water turned off or something like that, you know, they always say, "Ah, that was a poor decision by the water company to come and turn my water off. I was gonna pay it tomorrow." Well, fine. But they told you they were going to cut it off today. So they came and cut your water off today. Because you didn't pay it by today. That's nothing personal. It's just business. I try to teach my kids that all the time. Is that you got to keep your bills paid. Okay? Because they will shut it down. They'll shut that cell phone down if you don't pay it. They'll shut the water down if you don't pay it. They'll shut the electricity down if you don't pay it. They'll cut your cable off if you don't pay it. Okay? So it's business, not personal. And you have to look at it the same way back to them. All right? You got to pay your bills. Because it's business, and you want to keep your water on. You want to continuously keep that water flowing, right? So when you go to turn your faucet on, hey, water comes out. That means you have to continuously pay your bill, right? It's not personal. It's just business. But a lot of people take it personal when it's not personal. Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call me, talk about this. It being business and not personal. A lot of people take things personally at work. I try not to. I try not to get into things that are personal. I try to keep them personal. Things that are business, I try to keep it business. Okay? And you can't commingle the two. Because when you start to have a fun time and you start to talk to your boss about some personal things, and you guys having a good time popping back and forth, and then maybe you missed something at work and you didn't do something right at work and he comes and lay into you, that's not personal. That's just business. He's trying to keep the business going so you and him both can keep a paycheck going. Think about that. Think about it that way, guys. Try to keep personal personal and business business. I try to tell people that all the time. People come to me and say, "Frank, what should I do about this, this?" Hey, that's your personal issue. Handle it in a personal way. I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm about business. I'm about getting this stuff done so that we can continue to get a paycheck. That personal stuff, hey, keep that personal. Right? I'm personal when you may come to my house or I may come to your house and, you know, we barbecuing or playing cards or whatever, just sitting around talking, having a beer. That's personal. Then we get into other stuff that might be business. The personal part will turn off. Okay, now we all about business. So don't take that personal. You know, if I say something on the show that talking to someone on the show and I may say something that they don't like, well, that's fine because people say stuff that I don't like. But it's not personal. It's just business. Okay? It's not personal. It's just business. I remember when I was, when you know, came home from college, my mom said, you can't be laying around here every day. You got to get up. You got to find your job and go to work and pay some bills. I thought she loved me. Right. I thought she loved me. Hey, Mom, but all I want to do is lay here and relax. Take it easy. Well, nah, you got to get up. You got to get your job and help pay some of these bills. That's business. Okay? Now, personally, after I put in the work and pay some bills, okay, we have a good time. We have a party or we go to a party or something and go to my grandma's house and hang out or have a good time. That's personal. Okay? That's personal. People don't understand how to separate personal from business. I love to have a good time. Anybody that knows me will tell you, I like to have a good time. That's me. That's the way I was brought up. We like to entertain. We like to party. We like to have a good time. But then I also like to take care of business. When it comes to taking care of business, I like to take care of business. Now I got a friend of mine right here. Well, he's an old high school friend. Called me, asked me to borrow some money. Okay? I don't usually do that. All right? I don't usually do that for distant friend. He's not a close friend of mine. He's a distant friend of mine. But for some reason, he called me and asked me to borrow money. $100. Okay, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I loaned him $100. So that was last week. He said, Frank, I'll pay you back this weekend when I get paid. Okay, now it's up to me because I loaned him the money. It's up to me to say, all right, well, the weekend fine. I don't need the money till the weekend. So the weekend fine, you can pay me back then. But when the weekend comes, I was expecting to get my money. I was expecting to hear from him and get my money. Today is what? Tuesday. He sent me a text over the weekend and said that somebody had paid him in a check and he's going to have to wait till Monday and get to the bank and cash the check. Okay? Fine. All right, I said, okay, that's cool. This the bank opened at 9:00 Monday morning. I'll be at home all day Monday. Just get your check cash and come on by and bring me my money. Fine, Frank, I'll do that. It's Tuesday. I still hadn't heard from him. The bank's been open for 2 days now. I still ain't heard from him. But hey, that's no big deal, right? I'm not going to call him. I'm not going to anything, right? See? So now it's not personal anymore. It's business. Should be business to him. I'm venting, y'all. It should be business to him, right? I hope he's listening to the show. It should be business to him. But I'm not going to call him. I'm not going to text him or anything. I'm going to wait for him to call me. I'm gonna wait for him to bring me my money. Now, I may not ever see the guy again. Fine, okay. If you need $100 that bad, man, take it. Go on about your business. But I guarantee you, if I do see him again, come to his mind when he see my face, is that $100. The first thing that come to my mind when I see his face is my $100. But I ain't going to fight nobody over $100. That's no big deal. $100, $100 isn't a big deal to me anymore. It used to be back in the day because $100 was a lot of money back in the day. But now $100 not a whole lot of money, right? So, but $100 is $100. You know, this guy, hey, he'll be out of my hair. Hey, I lost $100. Hey, that's that. But he lost for free. He lost for free, and then he can never, ever, ever come back and ask for a favor again. Over $100. You lose a friendship over $100. Come on, man. Come on. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And like I said, I'm venting today. I wanted to vent about that. Because I'm mad about it. I am mad about it. I'm taking it personal. Although it's business, I'm taking it personal. Right? I don't usually do that, but I am taking it personal. Because he called me asking me to borrow some money. He told me he was going to pay it back the weekend. That's bad business, guy. If you borrow some money from somebody and tell them you're going to pay it back on such and such a date, that should be the date that you pay it back. All right, somebody gave you a check. So what? Go borrow $100 from somebody else to get this guy paid back. Do something. I'm good with it. That's how it shakes out. Hey, guys, join me tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm not going to be venting tomorrow, okay? I'm going to have a great show tomorrow. I got a great show set up for you tomorrow. But I wanted to vent today because, you know, it got under my skin over the weekend. Okay, it got under my skin actually yesterday. So I'm good with it now. I've gotten it out there. I'm good. All right, I'm good. So, hey, join me tomorrow again, 10:30 a.m. for the show. Join me. Please join me tomorrow, 10:30. I'm going to have a big show, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days. Get reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while.